This is Talk with Audrey. Welcome back. U.S. Army veteran Denise Rohan made history on August 24, 2017, when she became the first woman to be elected to the top position of the nation's largest veterans organization during the American Legion's 99th National Convention. The theme for her year, Family First. And the National Commander of the American Legion, Denise Rohan, joins me. Welcome.
Thank you, Audrey. It's great to be with you.
Appreciate you being here. Let's take a deep dive. Tell us all about your Family First agenda.
Well, the Family First agenda comes into, it's actually an experience that I've had. Of course, we have our personal families, but when I went off to basic training at Fort McCallum, Alabama, I got really homesick. And through the process, I got to talk to my mom, and all I did was cry. And while I was crying, she helped me understand that the women that I was with at basic training were going to be my new sisters, that we are going to depend on each other and take care of one another and get through that process by leaning on one another like a family would take care of each other. And then through that whole military experience, when I left Fort McCallum, I went on to Fort Lee, Virginia, and I got a whole new family. And actually at Fort Lee is where I met my husband, and I really did get another family in that process. But when it came time for me to reenlist, they couldn't guarantee that the two of us would be stationed together, so I got out and became a military wife, a military spouse. And as we traveled from one military base to another, every time he was moved to another station, I needed to quit my job and find a new job. And then we had our son, and he became a military kid. And it really, the person in uniform is not the only one serving. The entire family serves right along with our military heroes. And then when it came time that we both landed in a community that we didn't grow up in, and we were no longer in the military, we had to find a connection in our community because we still wanted to serve our nation in some way. And we found the American Legion family, which is the American Legion Auxiliary, our sons of the American Legion, and our American Legion Riders. And together we are doing amazing things in communities across the nation. And then after September 11th happened, and we started having all of those deployments of our National Guard and reservists and our full-time military folks, and we would go to a deployment ceremony and say, what can we do to make sure that our heroes have one less worry while they're on the battlefield? They always tell us to take care of their families first. And what better group to take care of our military families than the American Legion family, who's been through the experiences themselves of being deployed, of being home and being alone. And if I remember right, Audrey, are you a military kid yourself?
I am. I'm an Air Force brat. Hello.
There you go.
So yeah. I understand what that experience is, because my dad, when I was a kid, had to serve a tour of duty for a year, and he was away from us. And I understand and strongly believe that support of the family is really, really important.
It is very important, because our children, they keep being asked to be resilient, and mom or dad may be gone for a year at a time, and with this war on terrorism, it goes on. And there's some families that the parents have been gone for four or five different times, a year at a time, and these kids, they're just having to grow up and fill in adult roles in their households at sometimes, and we're just asking so much of the families. And that's where our American Legion family comes in and says, hey, what can we do to help support you and know that you have that support in your neighborhood and in your communities across the nation? There are American Legion posts all over the globe being there to make sure that families are taken care of, as well as our military personnel. And part of that also involves, a lot of times when you think about veteran service organizations, the first thing that comes to mind is that we concentrate on taking care of our veterans and making sure they get the health care and their benefits that they fought for and they deserve. And yes, we are there to make sure that we're doing that lobbying work to make sure our veterans are taken care of. But because we've experienced the loneliness of being away from your family, we've experienced being part of that family, being military kids, what better group to help take care of our veterans and their families?
And the fear, quite honestly. I mean, if you have a parent in the military who's serving overseas, you know, who might possibly encounter a battle situation, you're worried every single day. And these kids get up, go to school, mom tries to stay strong and positive, and the kids try to keep mom, you know, it's a Yeah. So this supportive family is really, really important. So thank you for that touch with the American Legion, because I got to tell you, it is really needed. So how do you reach out then to military families whose loved ones are serving overseas or who have already served and might perhaps need the support of the Legion?
Well, we're hoping that through broadcasts like yours, people get awareness of the American Legion. We have a website, it's legion.org, and people can just look, or hopefully they can stop by American Legion post in your community and just see what we're doing, how we can help in the communities. We try our best to be at deployment ceremonies, and they have a thing called the Yellow Ribbon Program before our military folks are deployed. We try to be there to show what benefits are available, what we can do to help out, how we are just there in the community one by one. But legion.org is our website. And hopefully, as Memorial Day is starting to come up soon and all of the parades that happen throughout the summer, a lot of times you'll see American Legion members leading those parades, carrying the colors, our nation's flag. And as you see the pride in the veterans who have served and continue to serve this nation, hopefully you can get connected in that way.
Indeed. So I know that there are a lot of other issues that veterans face. What are some that are that you're focusing on this year in addition to your family first?
Well, some of the things we're focusing on is making sure that we have a strong VA healthcare system for the military personnel or veterans who need that care. We want to make sure that's there, that they have a great, strong system. We, of course, want to eliminate the veteran suicide rate. We're doing that hopefully with that connection of our military personnel as they get out, finding other veterans that they can talk to and making sure they are taken care of. Now, we're watching all types of options for treatment for post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries. And again, that strong support of the families across the nation, across the globe in reality, as people are being deployed. We want to make sure that the children of this nation understand what it means to be American and that what the sacrifices that are being made across the country by our veterans.
You always hear someone say, thank you for your service. And I've heard it said by a number of folks that's, it's appreciated, mm-hmm. but we as citizens could do more to support our veterans. What can we do?
Well, one of the things you can do is if you're an employer, hire veterans. Veterans have a lot of training. They have a lot of experience and they're dedicated and they're hard workers. I can't think of anyone better to hire as a veteran than a veteran. But, as this war on terrorism goes on and we have so many National Guard and reservists, when they originally signed up, they thought they were going to signing up for one weekend a month and 2 weeks in the summer or 2 weeks sometime through the year. And now we have so many employers and coworkers who are realizing that those deployments continue to happen time and time again. And so we want to make sure that employers and coworkers understand that we appreciate them as well, because they're picking up some slack also ever since this war on terrorism began. And so the appreciation of employers and employees, and just as Memorial Day is coming up and we try to remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice to this nation, to remember them, you'll be seeing American Legion family members distributing poppies in the coming weeks and as we approach Memorial Day. And during that time, those poppies represent that we remember those sacrifices and contributions made to those poppy funds. Go to help our veterans in VA hospitals and nursing homes across the nation as well. So that's part of our programs and what we do.
And what do you hear most from veterans about the kind of support that they need? Some of those maybe more private moments, where they just pull you aside and say, hey.
It's been amazing when, as I've traveled across the United States, veterans are concerned. Those who need to use the VA healthcare system, they're concerned that we know that I know that they love the care that they get there. And the folks who work in VA facilities, VA hospitals, and nursing homes across the nation, they love taking care of our veterans as well. It's not a perfect system yet. But we continue to work with that and make sure that we hold our legislators' feet to the fire to make sure they're taken care of. What I really love hearing, being the first female national commander, what I hear a lot from is there were questions in the beginning if Legion members, especially the older male World War II vets were in the Korean War vets, were going to accept a female national commander. What I'm finding is they'll take me aside and tell me how proud they are of me. But what they really want to share is the stories about their daughters and their granddaughters and their accomplishments as women in the United States. So I've been loving those stories that I hear. But what I really like to hear, too, is the stories of the pages of history that our veterans have written. Some of them don't think it's significant, but when they start talking about their experiences and what they've done and the countries they've been to and the battles they fought in, it piques your interest so much. And I'm like, please tell those stories to your school kids and to your grandchildren and anyone who will listen, because that little bit of history is enough to make you want to open a history book and learn more and just find and understand where the fabric of this nation and where we come from, and hopefully where we're going to go as a strong country who takes care of one another.
Well, it is for sure that freedom isn't free. Someone, families, veterans, those people who are serving in the military are paying the price. And again, you know, I could say thank you for your service, but more than that, as individuals, we need to be sure that our legislators are held to task, are kept to task, and support our veterans in ways that are meaningful, appreciated, and really say thank you.
Exactly right.
There you go. Wow. Thank you so much for joining me. My guest has been the National Commander of the American Legion, Denise Rohan. And we've been talking about the American Legion, some of the history, and what you can do in your community to help. If you're a veteran out there, go to legion.org. If you're not participating, join up, get the support you need. Thanks so much for joining me.
And thank you, Audrey. It's a pleasure.
My pleasure. Always. We'll be right back after this.